Start off with a ruya, and to come to ruya, the guy at the shvish or pesach. What a halucha lemaaseh de kishala. In a shtetl in Poland, where there were two people, we'll call them Reuven and Shimon, and they lived in the shtetl, and the shtetl was run by a graf who everybody was terrified of. The graf came to Reuven and said, "What's the borrow money for this?" Reuven was terrified that will come the day of payment, he won't be able to take the graft won't pay, and there's nothing he can do, because if he starts to take the graft to court to claim his debt, to find other ways of punishing him, to revenge himself. So he even made a number of excuses why he can't make the loan. So the graft went to Shimon and asked Shimon for the loan. And he told Shimon that he would buy Reuven, and Reuven said he doesn't have money. No, Shimon wasn't in the chashik to do this. So he went back to Reuven and he said, "Look, one of us is going to have to make the loan. You can't play with a guard. So no, machin avoy. You lend the money and I'll guarantee it. So I'm guaranteeing it." Sure. So on that basis, Reuven went, he lent the money, and to shayt, when it came the day of payment, the guard said, "Loan it on Aleph, I'm not paying." So Reuven went to Shimon and he said, "Shimon, you're guarantor." So Shimon turned around and said, "Yeah, I'm not a guarantor, but in Halucha there's an Uruf and there's an Uruf Kabla. An Uruf means you have to go first to the loiver, first to the man who owes you the money, and if after you've tried to collect and you've been unable to collect, you can then go to the Uruf. That is a normal Uruf. An Uruf Kablam is you have to go, you can go to wherever you want. You can go to the Loiva, or if you wish, you can go straight to the Uruf." So he said, "Take out our document and have a look. All I wrote there is that I'm an Uruf. I never said I'll be an Uruf Kablam. So maybe you go to the graf, take him to court, and once that all happens, if you're still alive, I'll pay you." "Oh, Reuven, why did I go into this? Why did I do this? The whole reason I took you without this is because I didn't want to have to go through the motion of taking the graft to the court." So this is the Shala, and the Shala came to the Masham, and the Masham, Prince Achiever in Chaylik Bay, Simon Kuf Nun Ches, the Masham deals with the Shala. In the Masham, the Roiv, the Geoinus from Masham, the Masham brings a Raya from a Mashu in Ava Pesuchim. The Gemurah says in Ava Pesuchim, it's a Gemurah of Kuf Yud Ches Omed Beis. The Gemurah brings a Drusha of Rabba Bamura, Mai Dechsiv, Vayamru Al Yam Vyamsiv. Lamad Shehimri Yisruel Ba'is Yeshu, and the Eden, when the Yamsuf, they were murdered, in the Benish Shalom. The Omran, they said, Kishem She'uni Oilem Mitzad Echa, Kach Mitzrayim Oilem Mitzad Echa. They didn't believe that the Mitzrayim would remain in the Yamsuf, would drown. They didn't see water coming up. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Sar Shayam. So the Eibishter told the Sar Shayam, the Malach, who's Mamun on the Yam, "Plight ois on the Yabusha. The dead bodies of the Mitzrayim should be washed onto the shore." Omalafunov, so then Sasha Yam said, "Rabbi Shalom, Klim Yash Abed, Shenoisin Lai Rabba Matuna, the Chaisal and Ekonomani. You've given the sea a Matuna." Because Rashbam explains, the corpses of the Mitzrayim were food for the fish. So the fish, the Yam is very happy with this Matuna. So an Uden, the master gives his evident matuna. Does he ask it back? Omaloi, etan lecho echa de machta shebehem. I'll pay you back. Not only the yam will get the same amount of the mitzriyim who are the yamsuf, but echa de machta, 50% more. In other words, I'll repay you.
Omaloi, the Bani Shloim, Yash Eved Shetaveh Rabbi. But pay me. When will I ever be able to ask you for it? Omaloi, so the Bani Shloim said, Nachal Kishoin Yehali Ura. And Nachal Kishoin will be the guarantor. Miyad pulled out from the Yabusha, the Yam washed off all the corpses to the Yabusha, the Mitzriyim, the Bui Yisruel, the Rui Yisam, Shenem Abaya Yisruel, the Mitzrayim Meis, Afach Yitzas Yam. And then the Gemur explained that the Rabbi Nishlodim did repay the Yam, Echad Amachze, Bapare was Sheish Meis, and by Sisra, Shaitan Pusik, Cha Meis, Echad Bapal, 900. So the Shaitan the Gemur. Zek the Mashul, so Mashul asked, he says, but Nachal Kishon is an Uruv, a guarantor, not an Uruv Kavli. So the Mashul, so you cannot go to Nachal Kishon until you've been, until the Yamsuf has gone to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the whole reason that he did it, because Klum Yesh Eved, Shetaveh Rabba. So he says, the Mashul, so what did he achieve? It doesn't say that Gemur is an Uruv Kavli. Look, the Mashul, that if the whole reason you're taking the Urim is because you don't want to go to the Loiva, because Kalim Yesh Eved Taveyat and Abay, I Vazoy, there's an Imdana that even when you say I'm an Urim, it doesn't mean you're an Urim. That means you're an Urim Kavim. At Amoyed the Ketishta, the Masham Paskin, I Vazoy, he said the whole reason, he said why we took the Arab of Shimon, because he didn't want to be Taveyat. The graph to a Bezdin, a Bezdin is the one in the net, after the Kabbalah said. And so there could be even a Svura without this Raya, you'd have said this. Of the Masham of the Skepaskin, Nish Mesvura, Masham of the Skepaskin, Nigamura, Skepaskin, for now. But before we go on to this, Zorevna, an Indian in the Gaya to Pesach, there was a mighty thought, the Shetan says of Pnei Menachem from the Gaya Rebbe's Chanavuchan, he said, what if Shaf and Malach says to the Rabbi Shalom, Kim Yesh Eved, to the Rabbi, am I going to claim you? The Rabbi Shalom says, I give you 900, if you take Echad the Machs, I'm taking 600 meters, and 900 meters. So he said like this, the Madrega of the Meluchim is Nishpa, the Fi Madrega is Klal Yisrael. So he said, Klal Yisrael, the Yam, the Yam, the Yam. The Eivishter said, go into the Yam, said, Allah San Git, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, go to the Yam. So they began to say, maybe the Mitzriyim are coming out on the other side. So he said, if Klal Yisrael were in the Madrega, where they had Tzvekas, so they were Mashbia, Ad Kedei Kach, or the Malach HaTech Kach. This is the statement. Let's look. I'd like to talk over for a few minutes. I'll just like that. A ha'ula in a halucha that the Yediyadik a halucha, I'd like to talk it through a little bit. In Shulchan Aruch and Simon, Tuf Ayin Hay, Mugavu and Sifkut and Dalit brings the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin holds that not the Gitafin in Halucha, but the Makar is the Trumas Hadeshin, that the Katchila, the Kazayas of Matzah, or the two Kazayas in the Mugavu holds that only one Kazayas has to be eaten Bavat Ach, in one go. He said, we know normally an Achila, you can eat when the Torah Bat requires an Achila or prohibits an Achila. It's a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, but the achila of the matzah, the mitzvah, the mitzvah has said has to be b'vat achas. What is the raya? So he brings the raya from a modcha. The modcha asks the kasha, hilul haykoyach shloshtam b'vat achas. Hilul haykoyach, the rabbi will assume it's Pesach. Matzah and Mura Bevatach. So the Malach asked the Kasha, how could he do that? You cannot swallow three Kedesim in one go. The Beit HaBliyah is unable, there's not enough space in the Beit HaBliyah to be able to swallow three kazais to one uncle. So how could Hillel swallow three kazais? That's the kasha that the Malka asks. And the Malka says that since he chewed it, so it was merusik, so he chewed it that it should become able, small particles. In that oisim, you can take three kazais in Bavasach. But just for a second, we just have to discuss what the three kazaisim are. The pashtus, you would assume that the three kazaisim are Pesach, Matzah, and Mura. But the emes, there's a machlokes rishonim. Hillel, when he was kareach shlosh tanyachad va'oichel, was he kareach Pesach, Matzah, and Mura, or was he only kareach Matzah and Mura, which was at the same time as the Pesach, but the Pesach wasn't part of the kricha? That's a machlokes rishonim. Emes, it would seem that the Malka assumed that he did all three, because otherwise he didn't have three kazaitim, he only had two kazaitim. But the Master, if you look in Malka, the Malka said three kazaitim, so he said Matzah, Mura, and Chaloitah. But it's left off that he did not learn that the Rechiyah was of to eat together Kalvin Pesach, but Chaloitah. And the Prima Gudim, the Mishnah Tzuzul, in Steve Kutin Zayin, says, where to find the din of a kazaitim? Kazaitim of Chaloitah. He says, Hishtuk Adin from Kazayis of Chalayis. So he says, I want to be Magia. I don't know who Magia is on. Nisht Chalayis. And I want to be Magia Pesach. In other words, the Trumat Adash now, the Mark Al, like the Shitta, that the hill was held, you have to also include in the sandwich the Kalvin Pesach. So he says, Abamu Asa, he says, that the Trumat Adash, when he brings down the Markha, he says, also Chalayis. And then Tamsa that the Magavum avoided this by not quoting, he doesn't quote the Lushan of the Trumat Adash or the Malka. He just said, Hai Kayach Shosh Tanyacha, there were three Kazaitim, whatever the three were. And for the Malka, that it was Merusik, he chewed it very fine, so he was able to do it. Correct the Trumat Adash, who said Hillel took three Bavasacha? Why did he have to take three Bavasacha? Why couldn't he take the minim and eat them, kedayis, b'chdei achilat ka. The Trumat Adash and the raya that you can, that a kapun, that you should eat all three, b'vas acha. So memeila hu adin, the don, when we eat matzah, you shouldn't swallow the matzah, kedayis, b'chdei achilat ka, but you should take the kedayis and you should swallow it in one go. So in other words, he's saying like this, the Baal, I see that the Malka assumes Malcolm assumed that the milk of the Pashtus, this is all the Trumat Adash, among whom is only quoting the Trumat Adash. The Baalbet see that the Malcolm assumed that the milk of the Pashtus, that Hillel had to swallow the Vaf'acha. In the Haraya, that at least the Achila, when the Torah says an Achila, and Achila the Mitzvah has to be the Vaf'acha. The Mamela, the Megayel of the Dawn, is that the Matzah has to be eaten the Vaf'acha. As it is the Mughal. In the Stanful, then the Biskuru will machalik them. And he wants to say, maybe it's different, because here, there's a din of koyach. You have to eat all three together. So he says, a kricha, to eat all three together, you have to eat b'matachem. So Hillel's kasha, the Malka's kasha, was on Hillel, for a koyach shoshin yachad. How do you take three minim? How can you swallow three kazaitim? There he assumed that you have to eat the b'vafachas, because that's called kaida. That's the proper way of eating all three together. Because it just don't understand it. If you take three minim together, right? So you've got a zayit, a pesach, matzah, and mura. And you divide them up into half. And you take a half a zayit of matzah, a half a zayit of mura, and a half a zayit of pesach, and you eat it. And kedai achilas pras, you take another three of the same mean and you eat it. What you've done is you've been koyach, because every achila you had all three together, and you ate b'chdei achilas pras, a kedai of each. Why is that not koyach? So then Yonta was talking to somebody at the Megadot, as in the three places of Frank, brings down his vote on the Biskaru, and he asked his kash, I didn't see it inside, and Mishra said this is exactly what he asked. Of the Chayr, it is a little schwer. If I get tracht, as Hashem is good, perhaps we can say a different chilek. a different chilek, why this din of the malacha should pertain only to korach and not to where you eat matzah on its own. Did a shala, the din is of the chatzi shia is usa min atayt. That means although for malchus and onshin, when the Torah says achila, it needs a kezayis. So the chatzi shia is usa min atayt. They do a shala, but everything there actually shining. What is by a mitzvah? If somebody doesn't have lamushla kezayis of matzah, but he has a chatzi diet, is it a mitzvah to eat it? Or do we say no, chatzi shia do something else, but by mitzvah, either you have the kezayis, you don't have it at all. Isn't shiva zivachayim is what shiva? He says that if somebody doesn't have a kezayis matzah or a kezayis mura, ein shim in min lechol chatzi diet. Rak lezeicha ba'alma. And then it's in zeicha, just to remind yourself, but in hilchus matzah, in hilchus mura, there's no din. Andere halten nicht das oi, andere halten that there is an inyan of chatzi shiva ba mitzvah, so although you're not makayim the mitzvah, but the epis is something, doin with the chatzi shiva by your student. By mura is noch starker, because there's a daya, by mura, that the etzem you don't need rabshad or shal in rosh, it could be you don't even need a kezayis bamura, because bamura doesn't say achila, although it says yachli is going on the korban Pesach. Do it adaya. Shakit Ali wants to learn my tapshat in Rosh, and the bamura, the only reason to take a kezayis is because of the bruch hashakidishuni the mitzvot of the tzavuni al achila smura, and achila is the kezayis. In order to make the bruch, you need a kezayis, but the mitzvah you yoyt to the bruch of the kezayis. So that goes to machloek. Of al kapunim, let's talk about matzah. And Mura Latam, is it a minion of Chatzishia? Agoyt Shal, Agoyt Din. Is in the Haguda from the Nesivas, they bring a drusha, I think it was a Shabbos Agudal drusha that he gave, and he said over a raya, a stark raya to the Shal. There's a Gemunah Masechta Pesuchim of Kuf Tavvov of Adal. And there the Gemara says that a person shouldn't take matzah and mura and eat it together. Because if he takes matzah and mura and eats it together, the tam will be absorbed one to the other. And memela that in the shaytazan the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, but there is a man d'om old mitzvah ain the batlas zia. That means although if you take two things with two different tastes, one will get absorbed from the other and will be mevatel, so you won't be able to use it for the mitzvah. But if both of those are mitzvah, is mitzvah ain mevatel zia zi. If you take two things which both are mitzvahs, one isn't mevatel the other. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it's not going to help. Because bizman azeh mura is a mitzvah derabunam, because min atayra the mitzvah of mura is only when there's a carbon pesach. Not the deraisa. So memeila usa mura derabunam and mevatel matzah deraisa. In order that mitzvah shouldn't be mevatel one or the other, they have to be on equal level. But if one is a deraisa and one is a derabunam, so the derabunam will be mevatel with them. Azoi zukti gemura. So the Nesivus brings from Harav Aguim the Kilek Kedoshe Gvarzitz that he said, let's look at Hillel. Hillel had three meaning. Pesach Matzah Murah. No, it's not Mabatel, because Hillel is over the Gemur. Hillel is a Tanu old mitzvah and a Mabatelus Zia Zi. So Pesach is a mitzvah. Matzah mitzvah, all mitzvahs, and mitzvahs the yisrael. Taitzim Sufi talks about this. How do we know this? Maybe Hillel holds it's a gezeirat akusah, because the Torah says on matzah shemarayim yachli, and Hillel dashes the gezeirat akusah to say they have to take all three together. How do we know he holds ba'alma mitzvah and mitzvahs the yisrael? Taitzim discusses this, and we don't have time for that now. But the master, as I stated in the Gemara, that Hillel holds mitzvahs and mitzvahs the yisrael, and therefore
you can and you should take Pesach, Matzah, and Menorah together. So he asked, in a sense, it sounds that he didn't see the Malcha, and it is obvious he didn't see the Malcha. So he asked the Malcha's Kashi. He said he couldn't swallow all three together, and he didn't think of the Malcha's Talit. And he Taka said, and Achlama Hillel Taka didn't eat all three together. Hillel ate bit by bit. He ate a kezayis, pechter achilas, plas of each mean, presumably like this said earlier. He took the three meanim, he swallowed a chatzizayis, and then he followed on by taking another chatzizayis of the three meanim, and that's how he ate. So he said like this, if you hold chatzishir is a mitzvah, so each one of those three meanim, when he swallowed the first three, each one was a mitzvah. So Mamela will say mitzvah, say mevatlus, so Mamelech came out that he ate a kezayis of each meat. He said, but if you're going to say that a chatzishir is not a mitzvah, so he's only Mekayim the mitzvah when he swallows the full shear. But the first, let's assume he divided it up into two, the first blia, the first three that he swallowed was a chatzishir, which a chatzishir isn't a mitzvah. So he says, oi bazoi, one was mevatel the other, because you can't say mitzvah say mevatel the yazid, because at that stage it's not a mitzvah, it's only a chatzishir. So Mamele, oi bazoi, he wasn't yaitza the mitzvah. So Mamele says, Mdana Zeyach, he said, a raya gedoyla, that a chatzishir is considered a mitzvah. So when you eat a kezayis, every little bit of it is a mitzvah, and the maila is mitzvah and a vatla deity. Others look at it. Something is deeper. The da'atoi, there's no raya. And he compares it to machloikis in the Gemara, bashchita. In Mahana machloikis in the Gemara, bashchita, do you say, when somebody shechs, do you say like this, ein reshchita, ein lepsof? Because until you've shechted the Rosh Temunim, you've done nothing. So Mimela, what you're doing at the beginning is just to enable you to create a shechita. And when does that shechita happen? When you come to the top, when you come to the Rosh Temunim. Or do you say, yesh na l'shechita mitchila v'ad sof? That means that every little bit of the shechita is considered a shechita. Now of course, if you'll stop in the middle and you won't shech, you made it for an avela. So that's not a shechita. But when you finish, it then comes out retroactively that every little bit of what you did is a mouth of shechita. Look, the nesivah. I hold that the nesivah is a chatzishir isn't a mitzvah. And if you eat a chatzishir on its own, is you've done nothing. You haven't done a finish kachelik for a mitzvah. This is gunish, because a chatzishir is not considered a mitzvah. He said, but when you eat a whole shia, so then we say, yeshna l'achila shel mitzvah mitchila v'atzov. Then it comes out that the whole achila was a mitzvah. So memela, every single bit, every single chatzi shia is called an achila the mitzvah. It all becomes a chatzir, a machal mitzvah. So he says, when Hillel ate his kedayis, and he divided up into two lots, had he stopped after the first half and he had gone away, it would have been nothing. It wouldn't have been an achila the mitzvah. But because he finished off and he ate the other chatzizayis, so Mamela now he's at a complete zayis, so yeshna, the mitzvah, mitzchila v'atzof, so now the whole achila is called an achila the mitzvah, and Mamela we say, mitzvah say mevatlas, ziyas. Mamela is a nesivah, matcha v'ray. But the matcha is loy lucha klayma, that efsha, the matcha held mamish, and the matcha held adavi, as over this geruv, this gvazitzeruv, who he quotes, who we held, that the first bit of the achila doesn't have a shem mitzvah. It only becomes an achila when you finish the kezayis. So whether you eat it, no, you have to, it's a big chiddush what he says, but you have to eat a kezayis to the first, until you reach the end, all you're doing is you're enabling yourself to be mekayim a mitzvah lebsof. I mean, your master mitzvah, zikha, is to eat the whole thing. But the Shem mitzvah is only when you come to the end. And forget it, to be done with the man's own over in the shechita and the psalm. That is how an achila is. An achila of a zayis only becomes an achila, and therefore only becomes a kima mitzvah when you come to the end and you finish the kedah. and the mocha may also hold that a chatzishir isn't considered a mitzvah. Oy, we have now a different hezbah in the Malchus Kasha, When the Malka asked the Kasha, how could he swallow all three together? The it's not Machzik HaKedayah. Break the Tzrimah Tzadeshim, and Mugavon brings it down. Who said that we need a Kedayah for Bat Achas? Who said, why can't you eat a Kedayah Prav? Look, the Mugavon, no, you need to have it for Bat Achas, because that's the din in Achila, the mitzvah to do Bat Achas. And from there he wants to build out that by every Achila, even when you eat an Achila mapped on its own, you have to eat Bat Achas. You can't do it for Kedayah Achila Prav. That the kasha of the Malka was limited to where you've got more than one mean. Where you've got more than one mean. So therefore you're going to have a problem of mevatlim, zuazu. And he holds that a chati shia is not called a mitzvah. So I can't say mitzvah, ain't mevatlim, zuazu. So Mamela, he said, you cannot do it. The only way you can eat it is the batacha. That was the Malka's kasha. But Anachanama, when you're eating one meat on its own, I have no problem about the DSD, then maybe you can take your time, you can eat it, the fair chilas prat. The shtetl of the Timothadation didn't learn like that. Adam the Timothadation held the Chatishi as also a mitzvah. All the Timothadation held that every bit of the Achila of a Zayat, even the Chati Zayat, is also considered a mitzvah. But you could learn it's limited only to Kairat, only by Kairat where you eat only three things. Then there's just one other hura that there's a big shala. What is the din? Why is Mabatla Ziyazi? What is the din for Mabatla Ziyazi? is Taisus and Zvuchim and Menuchas and Nasach under the Shain and all that, it's the same concept as Bittl of Issa Behetzer. The time becomes brutal and you need the time of the mitzvah. It's a bliyistik din, a din of Issa. Remember the Mashmuz HaGmur in Zeruchim, I'm tested like that, which compares Shem Shem, it's seen in the battle of Zeka, and mitzvah in the battle of Zeyam, it seems to be comparable one to the other. But the Ramban and Mechamas, the Ram Chavu and Pesuchim Kuf Tadvot, brings them down, and the Miri, in the bigger Richus in Pesuchim Kuf Tazvov says you should know that this din of mitzvah of bittul we're talking about mitzvah had no shaykhus with the bittul of Issa v'hetzer. Completely goes with completely different. Well, we can have given the din because it goes with completely different tibunim. You don't have to learn Yeridaya for this din. You have to learn Arkai. It's an Amdekasha. It's an Amdekalut. So it means that Mishinchiv of mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah has to be done on its own. I'm giving the lush on me because it's clear. But there's always a shteit in Rambam. It's a din of mitzvah, the chshivas of a mitzvah must be done on its own. So he said, and that's why one man doma says, "Ein mitzvah mevatla ziyazi." If each one of them is a mitzvah, so then it doesn't matter if I'm doing two of them together because I'm doing mitzvah. The man doma mitzvah mevatla ziyazi says, "No, each mitzvah is a meichas on its own. Don't mix up the mitzvah. Each mitzvah you should do on its own." And the man doing all the mitzvahs, aim of atlas, he says, no, but they have a common denominator. That both mitzvahs is aim of atlas. Ziyazi, only a reshut. You mustn't do a mitzvah, you can't eat matzah and eat a double reshut at the same time. It has nothing to do with Talmud. I'll do it on a din shayt. The oibazoi, if it's a din of mitzvah, tverich yet lom is sugen to the raya. Because if you learn, chati shia isn't a mitzvah, so what do we say? Chati Shia isn't a mitzvah, so Mamela is going to be mevatel one the other. But if you learn like the Ramban, it's possible that it wouldn't even matter if you were mevatel one the other. Because the din of mitzvah, that the din that you mustn't eat a mitzvah of a bittel is only when you're doing a mitzvah. It's in a munishah. If Chati Shia is a mitzvah, the mitzvah say mevatel ziyazi. If Chati Shia isn't a mitzvah, so then maybe it doesn't matter if it's mevatel. So it's a mitzvah. It's kind of crazy because it could be. But it's mistava to say that you have to do it on its own because this is the master that's bringing you to the mitzvah. The mistava is after that holding their chazivas that it should be done. That it should be done without the bittul.
גדל ויתגדל שמי רבו, יום בזוכי תביא יום